Here are a couple questions that I pose to you. Is it reasonable to offer chemotherapy in a patient with PSA-only disease as part of initial therapy with androgen deprivation off study? You know, PSA doubling time, 2 months, 55-year-old man. Is it reasonable to offer chemotherapy in that situation? Actually, a lot of you are kind of in between about that, so I'd be curious to know what your thoughts are. And the other one is it reasonable to offer chemotherapy in a patient with hormone refractory but still PSA-only disease? I think I've seen a shift in how people view this question, like in the last year. It seems to me that, I mean, I can't quantify it, but I'm starting to get different answers when I do my interviews. Dave, I see you shaking your head. What are your thoughts about that?
No, I agree. Things are changing.
Have you yourself referred patients to medical oncologists for non-protocol chemotherapy with PSA-only disease?
Yeah, and it's very interesting. The urologists are all pumped up about this.
Right, it's the med-onc.
And then they go to see the medical oncologist, and they say, well, tell them to come back.
No.
Well, that's just about what they say.
Dan, would you comment on that? When we had you down here in Miami a couple months ago, you presented a case to me of a man where you did this.
Right.
Can you talk about that?
I think that after careful discussion with the patient, knowing what the risks and the benefits are, it's totally appropriate to give chemotherapy in that setting. We really don't know what the proper sequence is between secondary hormonal manipulations, chemotherapy, and now with immune therapy coming on board, I think it's appropriate to consider it.
Steve, what are your thoughts on that?
In terms of
raising the option of chemotherapy with PSA-only disease.
It is active. I mean, there was a study in JCO that chemotherapy is active for hormone-naive disease. Whether it really adds benefit, I mean, chemotherapy relies on dividing growing cells. And hormonal therapy puts most of the cells into a G0 arrest. So theoretically, there's a reason to think there may not be a benefit combining the two at that early stage of the game. So I think off protocol, I'm very hesitant to do it. And actually, I mean, it's interesting that, Dave, you brought up that point. I actually had a good discussion with Dan George, who's a medical oncologist. I work with at Duke, and I was all ready to give chemotherapy to these high-risk patients, and he was stepping back saying, wait a second, let's think about this. So actually, after talking to him, I actually am less enthusiastic about it now off protocol.
Len?
My medical oncologist at Jefferson basically try to do multiple alternative therapies before they actually commit somebody to chemotherapy. So it's the kind of same situation. You talk about it, but you know, they'll try ketoconazole, they'll try bicalutamide. In fact, at our place, that's their favorite thing, is to do high-dose bicalutamide when we send them somebody for hormone refractory disease. So this is true. They're not, our medical oncologists are not directly jumping to any taxotere-based therapy before they burn a lot of other bridges in between.
Laurie and then Dan.
Sorry, are we talking about hormone naive or hormone refractory?
Both.
Rising PSA.
Refractory, but still PSA-only disease.
Yeah. Unless I missed something, I don't think anyone is advocating chemotherapy alone without hormone therapy for hormone naive disease.
No, we're talking about adding it in.
We don't know that.
Oh, adding it in.
We don't know that.
No, you're also talking about when patients should have
this
is part of the open question. We don't know how to optimally combine hormones and chemotherapy.
But off protocol.
And as pointed out, if the cells are not dividing, we don't know that they're sensitive to specific types of agents.
Off protocol, no one is advocating chemotherapy without hormone therapy for anything.
What if you have
except maybe neoadjuvant, but not
except maybe neoadjuvant.
No, but I'm just, that's not our protocol either. But sorry, let me just make my point. I was just asking for some clarification what we were talking about.